being very resourceful with very little. That is one of the things I had to learn very fast.
When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder, he was a businessman, and I never got to learn how. And it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now, like, this whole world is startup and tech crazy, and I watch all my friends like coding around me, and I just want to know how to code too. Hack Reactor makes coding professionally go from being a dream and something that you just desire to have to really being a legitimate programmer. You could get a job straight away after. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take your steps that much further, you got to check out Hack Reactor. Hack Reactor is the trusted environment, academic level education to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I'm still in Barcelona, Spain. It is so exciting to be here. And I'm lucky enough that toward the end of the day, Vanessa here from Defy You was able to make time to share her tech story with all of us. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, everyone.
So, Vanessa, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your company.
Yeah, so my name's Vanessa Hinau. I just co-founded Defy You here in Barcelona with three others who are Spanish. I was born in Orange County, California, and moved to Hawaii when I was 15. Spent the last 3 years in New York, and now I find myself here in Barcelona working on this project. So a little bit about Defy You.
Yeah, and by the way, super interesting that you've been around all these different temperaments, like the fast-paced of New York, yeah. The chill out of Hawaii, yeah. And the like ritzy of Orange County.
I've had a little bit of everything to kind of figure out exactly what I like, which is nice.
Which one do you like?
You know what? That's such a tough question because I love going back to Hawaii. I feel like it's a place where I can just detox and just live. And at the same time, New York was a place for me to learn to just dedicate to work. So, I mean, working 12, 14-hour days was a norm.
Right.
And just working really hard. So I feel like just picking up those characteristics and taking them anywhere is really what was the biggest winner for me about New York. And the energy, the drive, so much energy in New York. And now I feel like in Barcelona, it's like a nice mix of where it's very, you know, as we were saying earlier, it's a startup hub. So it's very techie startup, but you have a nice little work-life balance,
right.
Where there's you get to live a little bit, too.
Yeah.
So,
You live a lot if you're like me and you eat hamburgers and sangrias,
yeah.
And olives and the ham sandwiches and paellas. And
the food.
I call it my Barcelona belly.
Oh, God. Remind me, because it's becoming
so
a problem
good.
Too.
All right, so Defy You.
Defy You is a social fantasy sports platform, and I know that probably doesn't make very much sense to many people. Let me explain a little bit about more what it is. So what it is, it's a game, an application. You pick your 11 players, 11 soccer players. So let's say Messi, Ronaldo, and 9 others, right? And depending on how they perform in real life, you earn points. You challenge your friends, and you go up in levels, earn badges, you communicate with friends. So it's a social environment, a community for you to play, challenge your friends, engage with friends about soccer, and earn prizes along the way.
And you're the CMO and co-founder.
Yes.
Did you have a passion for sports before you got involved in Defy You?
I've always loved
sports. Or before you created Defy You.
Yeah, so I've always liked sports. I grew up in taekwondo, figure skating, skateboarding.
I skateboard.
I play tennis. And I just realized that a lot of the sports that I mentioned are not team sports, but I've always loved sports. But sports is a new world for me, and every day it's a learning curve, and I love it. I love every day just immersing myself, whether it's online or offline. One of the other co-founders was a professional soccer player, so it's amazing to just be able to learn from everyone around me. In Europe, soccer is such a passion for people. So if it's someone that's sitting next to me, I love picking into people's brains and learning what they feel about certain topics.
And when did you first discover technology? Like, when did you start your relationship with tech?
It was about 2.5 years ago when I started
recent.
Working. Yes, pretty recent. It was about 2.5 years ago when I started working for the tech startup in New York City. I think it's about 8-year-old company, but it was there where I really got so much of an interest in building something and building things. And I think that was really what drove me to start my own project.
And how did you find that original tech company in New York? I mean, were you looking specifically for the startup world, or did it kind of just like come across and you fell into the startup world?
I fell into the startup world.
How did you, do you remember how you found it?
It was actually through LinkedIn. It was through LinkedIn.
And people say that's just like an archaic site.
No, it worked really well for me. It was through LinkedIn. I was fresh out of college, trying to figure out what to do with my life. I packed my bags, moved to New York City without a job. And I said, all right, here I go. So what do? I got a degree in marketing and international business, and I started looking for jobs. And I got called back by two places, and this was the one that really sold me. It was the innovation and, you know, the whole startup culture of pick your laptop and have your mentors and grow. And I was 100% sold. And now this is the culture that I want to promote and Defy You. So
that's it. And how did you come up with the name Defy You?
We thought challenge, and challenge has been used a million trillion times. So we thought I defy you, trying to overcome something impossible. So challenging your friends, defying your friends.
Walk me through the user experience. Like, I want to use Defy You. What does that mean?
So you sign up.
On a website?
Not yet. So we just have a landing page, but we will have...
Long-term vision.
We will have a web app. So you'll be able to sign in online through a URL.
Yeah.
But short-term, we are developing the app. So you'll be able to download the app.
On the phone.
Yes. Okay. So it'll be mobile first. So you download the app, you log in. And then you have the opportunity to either create a league or join a league. These are public leagues that Defy You creates or created by other users. Or you can create a league yourself with just your friends. So you say, hey, Vanessa, I'm creating a league for just you, me, and a few other friends so that we can play privately. And then what we can either just play for fun, or we play to win virtual coins, or we can play to win prizes. And these are the Defy You leagues are the ones with prizes. So what happens is you pick your 11 players, and then depending on how these 11 players perform, whoever has the highest points, whether it's me, you, or someone else in the group, wins that league. And then you go up in levels, you earn badges, and you earn virtual coins. So you earn the virtual coins if you win the league, or if you refer a friend from social media to sign on to Defy You. So there's many ways to earn virtual coins, but that's the sort of virtue of the game, is that you want to earn these virtual coins and exchange them for prizes. And more than anything, what we're really trying to do is provide a community for people to interact with their friends, all things sports. So compete, interact, and win. One of the biggest challenges that we've seen with other platforms that are out there now is that they're all about competing, but there isn't really a sense of community. So people have to either create a group on Facebook or a group on WhatsApp and chat there. So we want to combine everything into one app and have it be a place where people can really come together and live sports.
I mean, fantasy, I don't know much about fantasy leagues on my own, in my personal life, because it's not my world. But I know from friends that it's a big thing. So nothing like this already exists?
Nope.
And how is that?
Like,
what's the differentiator between what does exist?
Absolutely. So what does exist is exactly what I mentioned, the joining the league, the picking your players, and competing against your friends. those elements do exist. What doesn't exist is a social part. So being able to chat with your friends, having a news feed, having a special user profile where you can follow people like Instagram, where people can follow you. Winning real prizes is also not a common thing out there with fantasy platforms, where you just compete and you win points and that's the end of it. So we're really bringing gamification, like I said, by adding levels and badges. So it makes you want to keep, you know, going higher and earning more of these intrinsic sort of giveaways that we give depending on performance.
And it's you and your co-founder. It's a relatively new startup, right?
It's about 4 months. We actually just made everything legal about three weeks ago.
I thought you were going to say 3 minutes ago.
No, it's about 3 weeks ago. Everything we're actually officially an SL. So we're very, very baby. But we've been working on this project for the last four or five months and actually developing. So we've been working on this for a few months, but made everything.
Is this your first time creating a company?
This is my very first time, and I have to say that I really did not imagine the entirety of what creating a company was. It's, I think that, I mean, of course, I knew that it was going to be a lot of hard work, but you never imagine all of the tiny little details that go into creating a company, the time it takes for certain forms, for processes with lawyers, and It's been a wild ride, and I've enjoyed it because I think when you're working to make your own little dream come true, it doesn't feel like work. It just feels like you just want to keep going until you keep seeing totally. More and more progress.
What would you say has been the top thing? I mean, there's probably so many things, but that you've learned about being a founder that you didn't know before you got into it, and it was a skill set you had to develop fast.
You know what it is? Being very resourceful with very little, that is one of the things I had to learn very fast. I went from having a huge, huge budget for marketing in my previous company to literally having no budget, having a very small budget.
No yachts.
No yachts. Not at all. So I'm trying to make the most out of a very small amount of resource is, I think that's the most important, biggest skill set, I would say.
What's next for DefyU?
Well, we're going to be at Mobile World Congress. We're going to be going into beta testing end of month. We'll launch the product in April. And then we'll go on to different markets, different sports. Hopefully we'll be in India with cricket and eventually the U.S. So hopefully we'll be able to scale this product.
That's awesome. Cool. You guys, if you want to connect with more incredible women in tech, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group, which you can access just by going to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you to the Facebook group. And always feel free to tweet me at Esprit Devora or at Women in Tech Show. I'll talk to you guys. See you guys, everything in the next episode. Bye.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.